morning, good morning, good morning. It's Gubel Savang. Good morning, good morning to all. This is Tuesday morning, January 23rd, 2018. Again, Happy New Year. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host, Kim Wells of LoveTruthMinistry.com. I would like to take a time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this wonderful blessing and opportunity. I'd like to thank my listening audience for taking time out to listen to my show today. And thank the Blog Talk Radio, as well as Google, for its platform to be able to do this show. Today is Tuesday morning. Boys and girls, we'll be coming together in prayer. It's power in prayer. When you pray, you have power. And with power, you get praise. You have victory. So in Psalms 119, verse 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Y'all, that's wonderful, always good news, right? To know that you have everlasting life for those of us who believe in the power and the love and deity of Jesus Christ. For those of you on the call who don't know who Jesus is, don't understand who Jesus is, just tune in. Week by week, you know more and more about Jesus. And every Sunday, you can go by Facebook Live. You can go to newsalmers.org and live stream New Psalms Baptist Church 7:15 service, 9:30 service, or 12 o'clock service to learn more about the Lord. And that's located 6020. Marion Drive, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215. That's one of the churches I mentioned today. Several other ones. If you live in the Baltimore area, New Psalms, you got Gospel Tabernacle Baptist Church, you got Purpose for Life Ministry, and Life Better Church. It's wonderful churches in Baltimore, Maryland. Today is again, it's prayer time. And for going to prayer, I want to take a deep breath. Release. Take another deep breath. Release. What happened yesterday? Put on an altar, let it go. The good, the bad, the ugly in between. Just believing God for a brighter new day. 2018, victory, prayer, power, purpose, right? I'm going to give you a reading out the book of Habakkuk. Was talking about write your vision. So I hope you all started your vision board. You can put it on a board, you can put it in a notebook. Something that you can have for yourself, not for the world to see. It's something for yourself. If you want somebody to see it, be selective who. But something, like some we may want to use for accountability. But it's really for you to grow. It can be something you do. Some people do it for a year time. Some people do it for 5 year, 10 year, whatever year plan. Or several different ones. Some like you do it, I want to say to do this, but you may say a month planner that you want to work on, a goal you want to accomplish in a month. So just be positive, pray over it, thank God, and forget nothing impossible of God. And whatever had not been done doesn't mean it can't be done. You may be the one who invented, created, bring a new idea to pass. I'm going to go to Matthew 6:6, reading from New American Standard Bible. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to the Father who is in secret. And the Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And that's powerful. He will reward you. So many times we feel anger and want to share what people, what God is doing in our lives. And nothing wrong with testimony and shame. But sometimes time just to be quiet and let the evidence just show it, just show up itself. Meaning, you can do things and the evidence is going to be there, whatever you may be working on at the time that God wants to reveal. Because you may be in the midst of the beginning of it, and you may share somebody what you're working on. You may do it in an open prayer. And it may give too much detail, and then you have those who, it's the enemy who will never want nobody to accomplish that. But then you got people who unfortunately let you still kill and destroy your dream or put an idea, a negative thought in your mind. So although people don't have that power, we don't want to give them nothing to use or prevent your progress. So just keep it to yourself and know that all things work good for those that love you. God hears you. He's the one who can make things happen for you. So really, he's the only person you really need to know all your dreams and desire. Unless God put you in the path of somebody whom you may ask, able to get a question to how to do something, how to get somewhere, but don't. But if anybody, I'm going to say, don't take the negative words out. Just make sure they're giving you positive information, a better way of doing things, or sharing, or being positive how they telling you can do things, not telling you the opposite. Trying to destroy your dream, keep your dream alive and within you. I'm going to go to Chronicle. I had everything. Ready for you. First Chronicle, Chapter 16, verse 11. Put himself with 10. Well, I himself from 7 to 11. The only day David delivered first the song to thank the Lord and to the hand of Aspa of his brethren. That's A-S-A-P-H of his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing songs unto him. Talk, ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in the holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice and seek the Lord. Take a verse 11. Seek the Lord in his holy strength. Seek his face continually. We want to seek, because he talk about the ark and how he, you know, you worshiping God and being thankful for everything God doing for you in your life. So go into his presence with thanksgiving, with sincere gratitude towards God. Sing unto him, dance unto him. Remember his wonderful work. Go into prayer in a secret place. You can be walking to school or in walking, or you're on a bus or in your parents' car, guardian car. Go into prayer to yourself. Like you're doing a group prayer. Just know God is with you. He hears your prayer. He hears your prayer. John. Then we go to John 10, verse 27. John 10, verse 27. And that's saying, my sheep, is Jesus speaking, hears my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I'm going to go to Revelation 29. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So just remember, Jesus and the Father is one. No one can pluck you out of his hand. That's your mom, your dad, your sister, and brother, niece, and nephew, aunt, uncle, cousin, friends, acquaintances, associates, if you make the buddy, whoever. No one can pluck you out of God's hand. Once you receive the perfect gift from God, his son, Jesus Christ, as your Lord, as your Lord and Savior, he's your Lord and Savior for eternity. Can nobody pluck him out of your hand. God is for all people. But to have eternal life is through his perfect gift, his son. So we're going to go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne, give you thanks and praise. All power and glory belong to you. We thank you for this gracious day. We thank you for this beautiful 2018, God. We thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl listening to this call, the parents who are taking their children to school, you're caring for their family, who are teaching their children how to reverence you, to praise you, how to worship you. We thank you for the children who are being obedient and respecting and honor and glorify you by respecting their parents and the elders in their life, doing those things that's godly that you ask them to follow, those things that put them in harm's way, they run from it, flee from it. Always go towards the light. We thank you, dear Jesus, for giving them an active day of learning in their classrooms. When they come home and they study and other things you had them studying, maybe beyond school, beyond the math and of the teaching school or the algebra, or whatever it is they're learning in school, so they can come home and learn something else they may be interested in. They have to go to Google, pick up a book and read some about some other wonderful information, how to get their business or idea off the ground and new creativity. Maybe they the person who had the exact cure for all cancer that is out there, who had the exact remedy to help us through so many situations that you're facing them to do. Do they know it can be done? Because it hasn't been done yet. Because you're facing them. God, we ask that for all the missing people and children around the world that family found closed, the first we pray that they are alive and well and they make it back home. Over this past week, we heard about a young lady who happened to be left out the house and didn't return home. Jolie Musa, let me spell her name, J-H-O-L-I-E, Musa, M-O-U-S-S-A, last name. Young lady, 16 years of age. Out of Virginia, and they hadn't seen her since. So it's important that we lift this family up and we pray that we find this young lady and this young lady be back home with her family. She's a twin, had not been seen. So we ask that anybody have any knowledge of her, that they will contact the police, and we pray that someone will recognize. Maybe she don't look the same. Maybe they cut her hair. We don't know. She had gold braids in her hair. So that's in case out there somebody, she doesn't look the same today. Maybe, hopefully her hair is still the same. But that's in case somebody messed with her hair or something, that they would still recognize this child. That child be home with, back home with her mother and father and twin sisters and other loved ones. And for all people out there who's missing, we pray they be back home with their loved ones. As we are there in your name, Jesus, that all people is where they're supposed to be. And your care and your loving arms and with the family and the people you place them to be with. We ask these and all things in your holy name, Jesus. We ask you to give the family of Julia Musa strength. And tell them exactly where to look for her at. Tell the law enforcement exactly where to look for her at. We ask that the Amber Alert be for all children, for all people. It's for children, but regardless, they step at the house in their home, and that they don't know. If a person is missing, they're automatically on Amber Alert. I pray they change the law, God, of how Amber Alert is conducted. Get a child near Amber Alert, and they find her. As these are all things in your holy, righteous name, Jesus, in your holy, righteous name. We have a clear vision, and we write it out plainly. And as we write it up plainly, we seek your face, give you all the glory and power. And we ask you to bring this family victory, so we all can rejoice of this young lady being back home with our family, safe and sound, as well as millions of others that happen to be missing around the world. God, destroy sex trafficking, human trafficking, whatever type of trafficking going on. We ask these and all things in the holy name of Jesus. Have your way, Father God. Have your way. Children, have a wonderful day in school. Man, woman, boy, and girl, have a wonderful week of work. No matter what you need, get your head out. You know, Jesus is always there for you. Even when it don't seem like it, he's there. Just call on his name. Just keep the trust in his hands. He is God. He is love. He is perfect. Man is not perfect, but God is perfect. This world is nowhere near perfect, but God is perfect. Again, God bless y'all. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. And I pray this young lady be back home with our family. Just lift up and pray, y'all. Y'all can go to Facebook page and you can pull up her name. Her first name is spelled again. J-H-O-L-I-E and Musa, M-O-U-S-S-A, that's her last name. She also found on the Black and Missing Facebook page, as well as another page that was current. So please keep this young lady in prayer. Let's see what's going on. Keep this young lady in prayer. It's another young lady. A whole lot of people are missing. Just go to my Facebook page. You can see all the different ones. I post them on my Facebook page. So they find that she came out of Fairfax County. Just keep up and pray, y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.